This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Bahrain has become the latest Arab nation to agree to normalize ties with Israel as part of a broader diplomatic push by President Donald Trump and his administration to fully integrate the Jewish state into the Middle East. Trump announced the agreement on Friday following a three-way phone call with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Bahrain's King Hamad bin Isa Al Khalifa. President Trump said that peace is quickly coming to the Middle East after so much violence.
The sand was loaded up with blood, and now you're going to see that a lot of that sand is going to be loaded up with peace.
The announcement on the 19th anniversary of the September 11th, 2001 terrorist attacks came less than a week before Trump hosts a White House ceremony to mark the establishment of full relations between Israel and the United Arab Emirates. As the nation remembers 9/11, anniversary commemorations are being changed amid a new crisis, the coronavirus pandemic. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
Like in past years, relatives gathered at New York's Ground Zero and heard victims' names.
Jeffrey Thomas Campbell.
But the readings were on tape, not live, which memorial leaders called a virus safety precaution. Former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani called it something else.
I find it disgraceful.
The change shocked Anne-Marie Demick, whose 23-year-old brother died on 9/11.
That was so hurtful, so hurtful.
She was among families at a separate remembrance set up by another organization.
Terrence Andre Aiken.
With the names read live. The pandemic also restricted the Pentagon's 9/11 remembrance, which family members could not attend. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. This is VOA News. China and India said Friday they had agreed to de-escalate renewed tensions on their contested Himalayan border and to take steps to restore peace and tranquility following a high-level meeting in Moscow. Reuters' Ema McCarthy has more.
Top diplomats from India and China met in Moscow on Friday and said that they'd agreed to disengage their forces in the Himalayas and de-escalate. 20 Indian troops were killed in a clash in June there, and the most recent incident came this week when both countries accused each other of firing into the air, violating a long-held protocol not to use firearms in the area. China's foreign ministry said in a statement that its state councillor, Wang Yi, told India's foreign minister, S.J. Shankar, quote, the imperative is to immediately stop provocations such as firing and other dangerous actions that violate the commitments made by the two sides. He also said all personnel and equipment that have trespassed at the border must be moved to de-escalate the situation.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy. The United Nations independent expert on poverty is warning that the worst impacts from the coronavirus pandemic on poverty are yet to come. As AP's Charles de Ledesma reports, the UN says measures taken so far have been insufficient.
Olivia de Schutter, a Belgian legal scholar appointed by the UN, says the social safety nets put into place are full of holes and that these current measures are generally short-term, the funding insufficient, with many people inevitably falling through the cracks. De Schutter adds, the economic downturn resulting from the pandemic is unprecedented in times of peace since the Great Depression in the 1930s. And he warns 176 million additional people worldwide are vulnerable, with just a little over $3 per day being used as the poverty baseline. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A new poll says the coronavirus pandemic has taken a harsh toll on the mental health of young Americans. AP's Shelley Adler reports.
A majority of Americans ages 18 through 34 say they have at least sometimes felt isolated in the past month, compared with about 40% of older Americans. That's according to the latest COVID response tracking study conducted by NORC at the University of Chicago. 25% of young adults who are going through life transitions like starting college and finding jobs rate their mental health as fair or poor, compared with just 13% of older adults. I'm Shelley Adler.
Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.